Cefalù is a small grid of streets on a shelf between a rock and the sea, and almost everything in it was put there by one decision. In 1131, a Norman king moved the town down off the rock and began a cathedral on the shore that was far too big for it. The walk goes between the church he built and the town that got on with its own life around it, and it ends up on the rock the town came down from. You're standing at the landward edge of that grid, where the road from the interior met the wall. The square is called Piazza Garibaldi now, but what it was is the meeting place for a town that has always been too small for the monument someone else kept building in it. The gate that stood here, Porta Terra, is gone. What's here instead is a plaque set into the pavement, marking the exact spot where a man named Salvatore Spinuzza was shot on the morning of 14th of March 1857. He was 28. He had been arrested 3 times for anti-Bourbon conspiracy, first during the 1848 revolt, then 5 years later, which earned him 3 years of hard prison on the island of Favignana. A few months before the rising of 1856, he was arrested a 3rd time. The Patriots freed him. When the rising failed, he and the others were captured near Petineo. 4 of the men condemned with him had their sentences commuted to prison and walked out in 1860. 1, Cesare Civello, got clean away to Malta. Spinuzza and Francesco Bentivegna of Corleone were both sentenced to death. His last words, recorded on the plaque, were, "May my blood and that of my friend Francesco Bentivegna be the salvation of the fatherland." The street he was born on used to be called Strada San Nicola. It is now Via Spinuzza. A plaque on the house where he was born was paid for in 1929, on the centenary of his birth, by the people of Cefalù living in Baltimore, who had formed a lodge named after him. The town that shot him had by then sent enough of its children across the Atlantic for them to club together and send a stone back. From here, you walk north, up Corso Ruggiero, the one street that runs the length of the town cut by Roger II himself across the older Greek and Roman grid.